Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, what is new at the garden?
Roy Holly, it's good to be here. We got a bunch of good new stuff, and it just keeps growing. It's only taken us 15 years to get to this point. But we're still, the kingdom of God is advancing up on the mountain in Kerrville, Texas. And the newest thing is, we got the water baptism going, and we're now doing water baptisms. If you need to be water baptized, you can come on Saturdays at 11. Every Saturday we're doing that. And it's a good idea to call first and call the office and get set up. But either way, we got a new baptismal that's working. And then we just got lights installed, and the lights are now across the top of the garden, and it's beautiful. So before, we just had a light in the cross, but now we've got it all over the whole top.
So it's a feeling and perception is much safer.
Oh, yeah.
Because people can see what's going on
and
around
see
them.
The steps. Yeah, so they don't fall over. But it's also a real pleasant light level in the garden, so it's not real harsh.
So it's not distracting.
Yeah,
and it adds to it.
Right, and then there's spotlights on the big sculptures, and we really think it's going to be one of the premier nighttime tourist attractions in Texas one day.
And that's kind of our miracle of the week.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually more than a week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, Max, every week we have this miracle of the week, and I know this is not anything different, so if you would, share the miracle of the week with us.
Okay, the garden, we've got lots of different miracles, and most of them are all positive and stuff, but one thing that the garden is, it's turned into be emergency room, an ER, Holy Spirit ER, and we have people that are having crises in their life that come to that cross.
I like that term.
Yeah.
Emergency ER, spiritual
Holy
ER.
Spirit ER.
Holy Spirit ER.
Is.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, is what good. It is. But we got this a report from one of our tour guide chaplains, Lowell Knox, and it's about a lady, and I'll read his thing real quick, but what happened is we had about a 20-year-old heroin addict prostitute that came up to the cross and took an overdose intentionally to come up and die in the cross. And that was what her plan was, to come up and just die in the cross. And you know that when you have a 20-year-old that's into all that stuff, there's been abuse, there's been other things. So mm-hmm. she apparently just gave up on life, and she just wanted to come die on the cross. And but God, I guess is the way to say that. But God, when she came to the cross, God saw that. And here's a letter from one of our tour guide chaplains that he sent me about this incident that just recently happened. It says, as I was leaving for the day, a woman ran up and informed me that there was a confused person by the handicapped person drop-off. So I went down the hill to talk to the person and found her with a policeman that was attempting to arrest her. I asked the officer to allow me to speak to her first. I tried to lead her to the Lord, but she was very confused. She informed me that she had come here to die and that she had taken a drug overdose. I asked the officer to call an ambulance because, as a retired chemical dependency nurse, I knew the signs of an overdose, and also I was an alcoholic before I was saved. I understood what she was going through, so God had me there at that time for her. I tried very hard to lead her to Christ without success until I cried out to God that I couldn't do it, and he said, let me do it. And so I felt the anointing of the Lord come upon me, and then she was no longer confused. As the ambulance was coming up the hill with the sirens on, I gave her the steps of salvation, and she accepted Christ as the ambulance pulled up. Every counselor at the cross is called upon for certain people, and their life experiences have prepared them to be the right person for each one that comes to the cross.
Wow, what a story.
So you get the picture?
What a story.
A girl that was going to end her whole life, and instead God restarted it. And we just thank God for putting those tour guide chaplains there at just the right time. And so that was the miracle.
That truly
is
a miracle.
Isn't that something? Amen.
Well, Max, thank you for that. We do have special guests every week on our show, and this is no exception, and you've brought another one along. If you would, introduce her, please.
Yeah, I'd love to. We are honored to have Patsy Jordan, and she's one of our favorite people on the planet Earth. And this is a mighty woman of God, and everybody in Kerrville that loves Jesus loves Pat and her husband Lyle that recently went to heaven, and they are just a full of the Holy Spirit couple that has been hearing, serving God and hearing from God for many, many years. And she has contributed in lots of ways to the community and to the good things going on and to the churches, but she's really blessed our lives. And her husband Lyle and Pat, they were one of the first people to come in and sow financially into the garden as a major donor, and they did it before there was anything. Before their cross was there, there was just dirt.
Back when there was, that was when you really needed faith.
And it took faith. Yeah, and they caught the vision because God spoke to them. And we're so grateful because at that time, it was basically just Sherry and me and a few other people that really believed this big thing was really going to happen in Kerrville. But she's just a mighty woman of God, and we're so honored to have her here on the show, Roy.
Patsy, welcome to the show. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Roy. It's good to be here with you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then, if you would, your late husband, Lyle.
Lyle and I were raised in a small farming, ranching community outside of Houston, Texas, the Katy Brookshire area. Mm-hmm. And we married when I was just out of high school, and my husband's father was a rice farmer. And in Brookshire, and Lyle decided he didn't want to farm with his dad, and so we kind of hoofed it on our own, not knowing what we were going to do or where we were going to do it, and we established a hunting operation in the Brookshire area and operated Texas safaris for like 25 years.
Really?
And it was like a hunting club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very successful in that.
He definitely found a niche.
He absolutely.
Ducks and geese and stuff like that.
Ducks and geese. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had my own clientele of hunters for about 10 years. And they would, most of them would come back and hunt with me every year.
Yeah, and you were the cook, right?
No.
No, you weren't?
No, I was a hunting guide.
Oh, okay. Well, you do such good cooking. I figured they'd come just for the cooking.
Well, I did.
Come
no,
for the hunting.
No. Most of our clientele were from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just would come out there and hunt, you know, in the day and then go back home. We didn't have like a lodge or anything where we cooked for them.
Like a day hunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Patsy, let me ask you a question. How and when did you get connected to the Griners?
I believe I heard Max come to a little church where I attended and gave a testimony about the garden. And I believe that's where I kind of caught the vision.
And that was 2007, we think.
About 2007, I believe.
Now, you were a major, or are a major donor. And just looking back and thinking about it, why did you and Lyle decide to support that vision that Max had?
Well, actually, my husband, the Lord gave him a prophetic word several years before we met Max, that God would use our wealth to, and it would spread from the hill country. And at the time, we didn't have any wealth. So that was a major thing that God said.
So when you get money, you're going to spread it.
Right, I'm going to spread it when I get money, absolutely. And that was part of our vision. We just kept looking, you know, and
waiting for the wealth and
waiting for
the
wealth to come, right, and the opportunity to spread the wealth.
So God actually told you in advance that you would be a donor to this.
Actually, not to the cross,
but just to a donor to
right, exactly,
and help organizations.
Right, and we heard that the cross had been ordered, and the Paddlefords, I believe, mm-hmm. from Wyoming?
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't they from Wyoming?
Langdon, Wyoming.
And
Ronnie Paddleford.
And I think there was like a large amount of money that needed Max needed to raise so that they could get the cross brought to Kerrville.
Right.
Actually.
Where they started.
And so my husband told me to write them a check for $100,000.
Wow.
And so we did.
Well, as we're talking before, know that you've given a lot of good things to the community. If you can call back when you and your husband talked about this, why do you think that garden was so special to you? Because there's a lot of great causes that you've given to and helped out. Why was the garden so special?
Well, because I had just an inner unction from the Holy Spirit. That's the only way I can tell you. I hear a lot of people say, well, God told me this and God told me that. God doesn't speak to me like that. I have an inner witness that something needs to be done or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you got that confirmation from Lyle,
yes,
too.
Yes, right, that's and the confirmation from my husband, you know.
Because that was real significant.
Very.
At that point in time, because there was nothing there.
Exactly.
And it was shortly after that all the atheists and the others, after we had the first newspaper article, they started criticizing
right.
even the idea and the project. And you two stepped forward at that point in time, in that hard time, and said, we believe
right.
God does want to do this.
Right.
And he's made it possible for us to help you.
Right.
Are you pleased with what the Coming King Foundation has done with your gifts?
Absolutely. Totally.
And you guys have supported, you and Lyle have supported the project early, before the cross even went up.
Right, because I did have an unction of the Holy Spirit. I had no idea the magnitude of what God was going to do there.
You didn't?
No, I had no idea.
So
you know,
you're just obeying.
Well, we just serve God one step at a time.
Right.
We didn't have any idea that there would be 1,000 people a day sometimes
yeah.
coming
yeah.
to the cross. We well, had no idea.
100,000 this year, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
It was just getting better and better.
But you obeyed.
But
you
I obeyed God.
We
obeyed the Lord because I had the inner unction that we needed to donate. And I had some of God's money. And so I wanted to give
it
into. I gave it away. That's right. Absolutely.
And because of that, Lyle's prophecy that
yes.
Blessing would flow down from
exactly.
the hill country. And now hundreds of thousands of people have been blessed. Because your obedience and Lyle's
right.
obedience.
Is there one thing that sticks out in your own for your own personal self and your experience at the cross that was real special for you?
There's been so many. I don't even know that I can get to pray for people at the cross. It's probably one of the greatest things, you
and
know.
Seeing the
and
hand
seeing
of God
the
move.
Hand of God
seeing
move.
God touch
absolutely.
People, save them, baptize
sure.
them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is a blessing. I have that myself. I come up sometimes and meet these people
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere. and sit down and talk to him a little bit. And I never dreamed that that would be a big blessing, but it really is.
Just to minister to others there.
Just to sit down and talk to people and visit with them and share with them. It's very special.
And hear their testimonies of what God has done and is doing there.
Right. Max, anything else before
we close? The full range of things that God's doing. The cool thing is you hear they obeyed God before they even knew how good this was going to be.
you know, that's remarkable.
True. They gave out of obedience to God that he had given them a prophetic word before. And now God's unfolded this thing, and hundreds of thousands are being touched because of the obedience of Lyle and Patsy Jordan in Kerrville, Texas. And we're just forever grateful to God for you and your husband that's up there with Jesus now in heaven.
That's right.
And he's hearing this radio show.
Exactly.
And we just thank God for you guys.
Patsy Jordan, thanks for being with us this week. We're looking forward to having you again next week. Max, how do people reach us if they're listening in right now and they would like to be involved with the Cross at Kerrville?
The easiest way is to go to one of our websites. We've actually have four. There's the crossatkerrville.org, but there's also thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and that's the easiest way to get us.
Max Schreiner, Patsy Jordan, thanks for being with us. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
It's good to be back with you again this week. And as always, I have some great visitor quotes. And anytime you visit the garden and you are deeply affected by it and it just means a lot to you, I just hope you will send us your quotes also and we will read them on the air. First one is anonymous. It came in from TripAdvisor and it says, "Lovely spiritual prayer garden. I found this garden on Things to Do in Kerrville. I am so glad we went. You can see the 77-foot cross from the highway, but it is so much more impressive up close and personal. There is also beautiful statuary to enjoy in the garden. Chaplains are on site to answer questions or pray with visitors. There is a prayer rock garden where you can select a rock and write your own prayer on it. Garden is open until midnight. Lovely spiritual experience. I will be telling friends and family and strangers about this one." This next one comes from Colonel Bill Lewis. He's 92 years old, and he is a go-getter. He is one of our tour guide chaplains for the foundation. And here's what he said. "The numbers keep growing, and I've never had a single critical visitor. They all love what they see and do nothing but praise the overall design, the individual art pieces, and the overwhelming beauty. It is common to hear the expression that they feel so close to God when they are on this mountain. As you are aware, many miraculous healings have occurred, and a very large number of our guests find the empty cross in the garden a wonderfully comforting place to pray and meditate. Those of us who spend volunteer time on the mountain share the feelings of our guests. It truly is a holy place." And again, that was from Colonel Bill Lewis. The next one was sent in by TripAdvisor, and it's from Joe H. in Nederland, Texas. And they say, "So inspiring and uplifting. This is a beautiful and reverent place. We so enjoyed the scriptures along the trails. The bronze statues are beautiful and meaningful. If you do not know Jesus and want to ask questions about being saved, people and ministers are here to answer your questions." And another one came in from TripAdvisor from Mary W. She says, "This peaceful place will woo your heart. On our last road trip to the hill country, we came across this place. It is absolutely amazing. Get there early in the morning when it is less crowded so you have time for a peaceful prayer. I love how peaceful it is and the view is breathtaking." And Google reviews, Alex R. sent this in. "A must-see place. You feel warmth and love in your surroundings. The prayer rocks throughout the garden is a really great touch. I will definitely be going there again." And the last one I have for you today comes from Atlanta, Georgia, and it is anonymous. It says, "Such a Such a beautifully done, magnificently planned, and executed tribute to Jesus Christ in this small city. And that's all I have. There are so many to read, but I'll have more for you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org.
This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.